The Wildcats powerlifting team, including seven freshmen, competed at their first meet of the season at Lyndale this past Saturday. We learned more from Wildcats powerlifting coach Jeremy Offutt.
It went really well. I was really pleased. I saw some kids do some things that I know they had no idea they could do. And we still have a bunch of those kids that hadn't figured out still how strong they are. I've got a kid that finished fourth in the 242s that I don't even think he strained on any lift but maybe bench press. He squatted 450 and he deadlifted over 400. And I mean, there's just no telling where he's going to wind up. I mean, there's just a bunch of those kind of kids that you see. You don't necessarily see it out there in football sometimes because there's 11 of them. But when you get them up there individually and you see them really have to fight to finish a lift to give them a chance to get a medal, that's where the fun's at. It was a blast watching those kids really just competing and striving and doing everything they could to win a medal, to help their team out.
Have you got them all identified yet, or are you still in process trying to figure out who's who? Or?
Oh, well, I've got them figured out. I've been recruiting most of them. There's a few of them I'd like to recruit that decide they didn't want to do it, but I think once we had a couple kids out, you know, we had some that went soccer. We had some that weren't able to lift all week long because they had some kind of responsibility at home. They had to take care of a sister, or they got sick for 2 or 3 days. And then Jesse, I mean, he's getting back into it, but his back's kind of a little bit tweaked right now. So we've got some really, really good ones that still aren't with us that are getting ready to be. And I think we'll have a chance to be pretty solid, pretty competitive from top to bottom.
Who was in the 242s that had such a good upside for you?
Oh, Ian Blanch.
William. Oh,
okay. Ian Blanch. He's just a freshman. Very soft-spoken kid, really nice kid, but he won't say hardly two words. But you get him out there and he starts competing and, starts seeing those results and all of a sudden he's talking. I mean, he's excited. He's into it. But all the kids are the same way. I mean, we had one kid bomb out that had never powerlifted before, and I thought he was getting ready to go home and call it up. And then like 30 minutes later, I see him at the rope cheering and all that kind of stuff. And I said, I thought you were going home. And he was like, I was going to, but I got thinking about it. I want to stay and see what I need to do to get better for the next meet.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff, that attitude just fired me up, got me excited for what that kid's going to be able to do. He's going to be in the 114s. And you know how that class goes. You get in there and you start getting a couple lifts in, you got a chance to get to regionals just because there's so few of them. So that's another freshman. I mean, that's Crabtree. I mean, we're going to be all right.
Yeah. So it gave you a chance to just see a lot of new talent and make you feel good about the future of the team this year.
No doubt. No doubt. I think we'll have a pretty competitive season. We'll be all right.
KSST Sports.